Gene Dodaro, the acting Comptroller General, told the House Armed Services Committee today that DOD lacks the sustained leadership across all of DOD, and that needs to change if there's going to be any progress on these high-risk areas. They also lack a strategic plan that tracks the progress of these challenges, and the idea here is to track the progress with milestones and measures that show, you know, not just, okay, this is what we're going to do in the next year, but every few months, every few weeks, whatever it is, to really make sure that there's a good monitor, there's a plan, and it can demonstrate progress. And the third area, which I found really fascinating, they came back to over and over again, was the DOD will fix a policy problem, they'll put a new policy out, but they won't implement it. They won't make sure it gets implemented, and there's no accountability around that. And that has come up. That came up, you know, throughout, whether it was weapon systems or whether it was contract management or whatever the areas are. There seems they know what the fix is, but they keep making exceptions not to implement the fix.
And a lot of these issues that they're talking about, we've been talking about for a long, long time. Does GAO think that there's any fixes?
Well, you know, they come back to the one thing that we've heard from since for about the last 5 or 6 years. DOD must implement the chief management officer. They just have to do it right. They have to do it well. And it can't be, you know, what it has in the past, and over the past year and a half or so, it's been the Deputy Secretary of Defense. In the original case, Gordon England, who was with the Bush administration, and he was the Deputy Secretary of Defense and the chief management officer. Those are two big jobs, and not one person can do it. You know, both Congress and GAO believe that there's not been enough time to really evaluate the CMO's impact, but they really believe that person or that role is really the key to fix many of these problems. Now, it's not the panacea. It's not going to, you know, it's not the magic wand. I mean, there's also other things that DOD needs to do, improve requirements, how you detail and think of what you need, how you do it. There has to be a disciplined approach to management, and, of course, the follow-through. And then, you know, GAO also mentioned about DOD's culture and the way it needs to be modified, because it's very unique, but there has to be both incentives and consequences for you know, following through and being accountable, and if you don't. And I think that's not happening, and I think that's a big deal, too.
And on that high-risk list, DOD shows up more than anybody else. They have the most areas there. So which ones, then, did GAO highlight as being in the most need of attention? How do they prioritize?
And that's what I asked GAO, the same question. I said, well, you know, are these in any specific order, or are you just kind of highlighting? And I think that both. I think that more they looked at the areas that have been on either the longest or have showed that not enough progress has been made. So some of the other areas include supply chain management, financial management. In fact, Gene Dodaro mentioned that only the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers can have a clean audit, while the rest of DOD cannot. And therefore, GAO cannot give the rest of the government a clean audit because DOD doesn't have a clean audit. It's kind of a little in the weeds. But the point is that financial management is still in disrepair. Now, DOD obviously is trying to fix it, but it's still a long ways off. The other area that got a lot of attention was contract management, particularly the idea of contracting for services. DOD in 2008 had about $387 billion in contracts. $200 billion of that, about 60% was for services. And DOD has a big problem managing those service contracts. They're using too much what they call time and materials contracting, which puts a lot of the risk on the government, and they don't have enough acquisition people. They said GAO found that the acquisition workforce grew by a whole 1%, while these contracts, you know, tripled and quadrupled in terms of how much money being spent. So I think that they have to address the contracting issue. They have to address the management issue, and the CMO is the key to all of that.
And in fact, when the president was talking about procurement reform, he specifically called out DOD.
Right. And there's a new bill that was introduced, I think, just last week, the McCain-Levin bill. Now, that focuses a lot on weapons systems contracting and not a lot on services. And that actually came up during the hearing saying, hey, does this go far enough? Do we need something else to look at services? And GAO was interesting. They pointed out, they said, remember, we had the Service Acquisition Reform Act that was in the 2006 Defense Authorization Bill, and DOD is still implementing that. So GAO did not come out and say we need something else to address services. No, they didn't say we can ignore services by any means, but I think there's some give and take here about let's let some of the former programs take its place.
And speaking of procurement, what did GAO say about the different bills and the reforms, that sort of thing?
Right now, they were very excited the fact that it's being addressed on so many different levels. The White House, as Chris just mentioned, there's a new, the House Armed Services Committee came up with new, what they call an ad hoc committee or panel to look at DOD acquisition reform. The Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee came up with their own kind of ad hoc contracting panel. So there's a lot of action. They think these are all good things because they're really going to shine the light that needs to be shown on these problems. Now, at the same time, what Gene Dodaro said is what Congress needs to do is come up with a reform framework that includes all these issues, both weapon systems, both services, that comes up with these interim milestones and measures that can be paid attention to at the highest levels of DOD and Congress, and that really lays the path and that you can measure the progress. So Dodaro came back to really three basic things. Management discipline. The idea that you know where you're heading, so you have a path, and that you can measure your progress along that path. And again, the support from the highest levels, which are, again, none of the things are brand new or no dumb moments, but good reminders that what DOD has to do.